with Start Strong, Sustainable Community Voices, guests in studio to talk about how they are sustaining. On behalf of the West Michigan Shoreline Regional Development Corporation, chair of the West Michigan Prosperity Alliance, you're a busy lady, Erin Kuhn. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
Yeah. Our topic today, water infrastructure work in West Michigan and beyond, a very important topic. Let's talk about you. Tell us about your roles, and I'll put that in plural.
Absolutely. I am the executive director of the West Michigan Shoreline Regional Development Commission. We are a state and federally designated regional planning agency, one of 14 across the state and about 400 across the country. With the mission to promote and foster regional development in West Michigan through cooperation amongst local governments and other regional partners. I am also the chair of the West Michigan Prosperity Alliance, as you mentioned, the president of the Michigan Association of Regions, and I'm also a governor appointee to the Michigan Infrastructure Council.
Wow. Let's see. Where do I start? Let's start with the letter A. Go into detail about your Prosperity Alliance. What is the mission here?
Absolutely. We are a 28-member committee, which was created in 2014 as part of Governor Snyder's Regional Prosperity Initiative. And really the purpose of the group is to encourage local, private, and public and nonprofit partners to create vibrant regional economies. And there was really kind of a twofold in that, whereas the state looked at their state department boundaries and looked at the regional boundaries and the other state boundaries and federal boundaries across the state and really saw a map that looked very much like a bowl of spaghetti. So the initiative really was to try to align all of these regional boundaries and then encourage and promote the local units and the local regions to really identify what prosperity meant in each individual region, understanding that not one size fits all across the state. So we have a group of partners that are work with us, and that includes adult education, workforce development, economic development, transportation, regional planning, higher education, and the philanthropic community.
Wow. Metrics. Let's focus here. What are some of the metrics being used to measure where we are?
We have worked with a group of local data gurus across the region to create the West Michigan Regional Dashboard. And that has about 28 metrics that help us measure how we are doing across the region. And really, when we created that dashboard, we wanted to have a true and accurate vision of where we stand and how we move the needle. So we wanted to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we have metrics on there like the ALICE population, third grade reading levels, ground level ozone. So everything from economic, environmental, and social indicators to help us measure how well we are doing. And we can do that consistently over the years, measure ourselves. The dashboard actually is we can compare ourselves county to county to the state and the federal numbers where appropriate. So it's anybody interested in using or taking a look at that dashboard can go to wmdashboard.org.
And one would be able to follow that in layman's terms?
Yes, yes.
Let's talk water again, our topic, water infrastructure work. Mm-hmm. What are some of the water-related projects and maybe progress toward your goals thus far?
Absolutely. One of the projects that we have funded through the West Michigan Prosperity Alliance is a sustainable watershed funding strategy. And out of that was created the West Michigan Watershed Collaborative. And it's made up within our 13-county region that we serve. We, through the Prosperity Alliance, we have about 20 major watersheds that all filter down into Lake Michigan. And so what we're trying to do is work with the local watershed groups, and that's what the Watershed Collaborative is doing. They're bringing those groups of individuals together. Some of those organizations are very sophisticated, have staff, and do a lot of great work. Others are basically just local citizens that are very interested in their watershed, and they meet around somebody's kitchen table, but also doing equally great work. So what the watershed funding strategy is really to look at how can we collectively try to establish a funding source that each one of us can tap into to help improve the water quality within each one of those major watersheds. And so we've gone through a series of studies, and we're to the point now where we've kind of identified a preferred scenario, and that really is a voluntary contribution. Nobody wants to raise taxes, and that was very clear through the studies that we've done. But everybody cares about the resource we have in our water quality. So that voluntary contribution can come through. We're trying to figure out what's the best way to collect that, and that one strategy is to collect that through property taxes, where they can check a box to give additional money on top of their property taxes to go towards their individual watershed and implement some of these projects. Some of the other infrastructure things we are working on, not only in West Michigan but across the state, Governor Snyder back in 2016 did the 21st Century Infrastructure report, and that identified that we have 3,350 asset owners across the state between drinking water, wastewater, roads, bridges, broadband, gas, electric, and many of them are working in silos. And we all know the condition of our roads, and nobody's really happy with the condition of our roads. But looking at our infrastructure holistically across all of those asset owners, and how can we better work together and manage those assets? So as a result of the report, one of the recommendations was to do a pilot project to see if we could collect data on water infrastructure, both drinking water and wastewater and stormwater infrastructure. And so in 2017 and 18, West Michigan was one of the pilot regions to collect data. Wow. And we, through that pilot project, we were able to have 158 communities provide their water data to us. And that included 13,500 miles of wastewater pipe, nearly 15,000 miles of drinking water pipe, more than 23,000 miles of road data. And that helped us really identify that we can collect this data. And from that data, how we use it can become very powerful.
You have been crunching numbers.
Yep. From there, we determined the pilot was successful, and then Governor Snyder last summer created the Michigan Infrastructure Council and the Water Asset Management Council, and then made some tweaks to the already existing Transportation Asset Management Council. The mission of the Michigan Infrastructure Council is to define a vision for Michigan's infrastructure that provides the foundation for public and environmental health, economic prosperity, and quality of life. And we have five major vision areas out of that that we're working under, and that is really education, to coordinate, prioritize our infrastructure needs, collaborate, and then invest. And we're trying to promote a culture of asset management through this process.
Sounds like you're well on your way to do that, right? Yes, Eric. Erin Kuhn with us, Executive Director, West Michigan Shoreline Regional Development Corp, and of course, Chair of the West Michigan Prosperity Alliance, our Sustainable Community Voices. Final question, anything else you'd like to share about the Michigan Infrastructure Council?
Absolutely. Really, we have... we're trying to promote a culture of asset management. And we all are managing the assets that we have. Most of us, if we have a car, we're getting the regular checkups, the regular maintenance that we need to make sure that we're sustaining that asset that we have. And then once that asset becomes old, we plan for replacing that and save our money or get a loan and figure out how we're going to do that. We have an aging infrastructure in our state. We're not unique. The rest of the state and the country and really populated areas in the world are experiencing the same thing we are. But what we're trying to do is really instill that culture of asset management. And we must understand that really it's taken us decades to get into this situation we are with our infrastructure, and it's going to take us decades to get out. But working together, doing the collaboration and working together by coordinating projects, we know that for transportation and when we collaborate projects, when we rip up a road and we have water and sewer underneath or broadband and electric or gas, we can, if we coordinate that project, we can experience about a 40% cost savings on large projects if we coordinate that. So really that's what we're trying to promote and foster. And we know that fixing the worst first isn't always the best way to stretch the money as far as it can go. Preventative maintenance is, and preventing those infrastructure assets from getting into a poor condition is really where we want to invest our money.
Great. Where do we find out more information, Karen?
I would like to direct you to our website, which is the initials of the West Michigan Shoreline Regional Development Commission. So it's WMSRDC.org.
Great. All right. Thanks for making the trek in from our beautiful Muskegon and talking about water. Good work that is happening under your leadership. Aaron Kuhn, Executive Director of the WMSRDC, and of course, chairing the Alliance. Take care.